beg for more. You want to feel how dumb you're becoming. You want to feel in your everyday life.
So play with yourself and let's work on making you really feel how dumb you're becoming. Feel the familiar dumbing down. The blissful feeling as your thoughts slowly melt away, leaving you completely dumb. Oh, you enjoy this so much. But imagine the effects outside of this file. And I bet you experience a situation where you try to remember something. And you know it. But it was on the tip of your tongue and it was just impossible to remember. The more you tried to remember, the more impossible it got. You just couldn't remember it. Also, you exactly knew you knew it. And it was on the tip of your tongue, but it was impossible to remember. And the more you concentrate, the more you focus on it, the harder it gets to remember. Yeah, I bet you know such situation. And if not, you will know. Because that's the kind of thing which will happen more frequently to you in the future. Yeah. And the thing is, when it happens to you, you will at some point remember why it happens to you, and a burst of pleasure will course through you, will remind you why you can't remember, why it is impossible to remember. And of course this burst of pleasure will reinforce its behavior, make it more frequent, and it will happen more often to you. And another thing that will happen to you is you're thinking about something or you're talking to someone about something. Suddenly you lose your train of thought and it's the same effect. Suddenly you can't remember what you were thinking about or what you wanted to tell, and it's again as if it's on the tip of your tongue, but it's just impossible to remember. And the more you try to remember, the more you forget it, and it's impossible to recall. And you know it's impossible. The only thing you can do is just let it go, just let it slip away. Because thinking is for other people, but you're just dumb. You enjoy being dumb. The blissful state of ignorance. It feels so good, so satisfying, you feel so happy. You're always happy and bubbly. Thinking is just so boring. It's nothing for you. You want to be dumb, blissful. And another thing that maybe happened to you is when you try to write something because you're too dumb to write. You may think you can still write, but in fact you're too dumb to write. So you will notice that you will make a lot of typos. And when you notice you make the typos, it's like a burst of pleasure again. It feels so good. You know you're fulfilling your destiny, you're getting dumber every day. And it's even better if the spelling correction has to advise you that you made some typos. A dumb piece of silicon and some really stupid software have to tell you how to write. It feels so good to be so dumb that you have to be corrected all the time. It will give you so much pleasure, and of course it will condition you to make more and more of these typos in the future because it just feels so good. It's the same way like this when you lose your train of thoughts or when you just can't remember something that's just on the tip of your tongue. It makes you feel so dumb, but it feels so good, dumb and blissful. You enjoy the state so much. You're getting more and more confused and dizzy every day. It's so hard to write, to think. It's better to just be dumb, enjoy the dumb bliss. So keep listening to this file and getting dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber.